its sixth year, the Bohemia Jazz Festival brings world-class jazz musicians not only to Prague, but in other six cities across the country. Organized by jazz musician Rudi Linka, the festival is held outdoors at town squares and traditionally free of charge. Sarah Barufka met the organizer ahead of the second night of concerts in Prague.
Legendary jazz pianist McCoy Tyner playing Giant Steps by John Coltrane. His performance at the 6th Bohemia Jazz Festival, which kicked off in Prague on Tuesday, was the highlight of the free outdoor jazz event so far. The organizer, well-known Czech-American jazz guitarist Rudi Linka, had this to say about Mr. Tyner's performance in Prague.
McCoy Tyner is a legend, piano legend, not just piano legend, he's a jazz legend. He's a jazz institution. When he was 17, he started to play with Benny Golson, Art Farmer. When he was 19, he started to play with John Coltrane. And he was with him for 6 years and recorded the most famous albums with him. I Love Supreme, Ballads, all these CDs. So not just that he was playing here last night, but he also received from us Bohemia Jazz Award. On top that he's an amazing musician, he's also a really, really nice person. So I was so happy to give it to him, and the concert was just fantastic.
On Wednesday, the Bohemia Jazz Festival, which last year drew some 20,000 visitors, continues with performances by world-class jazz musicians on Prague's famed and scenic Old Town Square. What can jazz enthusiasts look forward to? Rudi Linka again.
Tonight is a Norwegian evening. We never did anything like that before because, you know, it's a lot of bands coming from different countries and we always mix them up. But tonight is just bands from Norway. And we have Terje Rybdal, guitar player, Terje Rybdal playing with Palle Mikkelborg, trumpet player. And they actually play together with Bergen Big Band. So it will be a lot of people on the stage. And before that is Inge-Marie Gundersen, who is a singer extraordinary from Norway. We are also having the Norwegian ambassador here. So it's a Norwegian evening, and we hope that we can continue with this in the next years. So we will have one country on Old Town Square, which will be just dedicated to that.
After two nights in Prague, the touring festival moves on to cities and towns across the Czech Republic. Headliners at locations outside of the capital include the blues band Ondřej Konrad and Gambo, the Danilo Perez Trio, the John Scofield Jazz Quartet, and many others. Organizing this free outdoor festival and finding world-class guests year after year is not exactly easy. I asked Rudi Linka, who lives in New York City, what his motivation is for organizing a free jazz festival in the Czech Republic.
It's a lot of work. But, you know, I live in the city. I live in New York. And that city is very expensive to be in. But it's also amazing what the city is giving for free. I mean, New York Philharmonics are playing at the park, in the park, over the summer. So you can just take your wine, you can take your blanket, you go to Center Park, you sit, and you have New York Philharmonics playing for you. There's a lot of things which are for free. And I somehow, just because I'm a jazz musician, so I kind of felt like, well, I should bring that over here. You know, something which is a very good quality on these squares, which are so beautiful. And it will be matched, the beautiful of the square will be matched of the quality of the music.
The Bohemia Jazz Festival moves from Prague to Domažlice on Thursday, and from there to Plzeň, Tábor, Brno, Prachatice, and finally České Budějovice, where it wraps up on July 23rd.
Sarah Barufka with that report. And now Sarah stays with us for this week's